Good morning. I want to welcome everyone to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church and thank you for coming out to worship God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Have a few announcements. You can take your red pad, pass it, sign it, and pass it down. There'll be a children's sermon Sunday, June 26th by Carol Kane. We are getting new hymnals, so if you'd like to help with that, it's $30 per book. Vacation Bible School is July 11th through 15th, and you can see Heather Perman if you're interested. That will be in the evening, and it will be in conjunction with Crestfield also. Shop for a cause. You can read about that and purchase those tickets, and it's not too late to sign up for the Valley Gardeners. I just want to wish all the men a happy Father's Day. Will you fathers stand and let us recognize you? Thank you and God bless you. At this time we have the deacons are making an announcement. Suzanne.
Good morning. Happy Father's Day again. The deacons want to invite you all personally to our picnic that we're having. It's a family picnic with a great Christian foundation for all of us to share together. And we'd like you to invite your families as well as yourselves to come to the picnic. And we are looking for a great turnout from everyone, so I hope that you can all make it. If there's a possibility that you could get back to us by July 6th, we're looking for that as our cut. I'm sorry, July 3rd. We're looking for that as our date for our RSVPs to come in so that we can have a number and we can work from that number then for the picnic on July 10th, which is going to be held here at the church. So you can expect games and festivities and great food. And if there's an opportunity and you would like to do a cover dish and bring that along, that would be grateful also. And so we look forward to seeing you. Again, the 3rd is the cutoff for us so that we have a reservation, a number, a specific number that we know to cook for. And there's a sign-up sheet in the back for both things, and if you would like to bring a covered dish, it would be appreciated, but certainly not necessary. So if you're in the mood for games and fun and all those things, we're looking forward to it. We hope you can come again July 10th, and we look forward to seeing you. Thank you.
This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Opening hymn for this Father's Day, Faith of Our Fathers, 279. Let our worship continue with the prayer of confession, which I printed in your bulletin. Dear God, we thank you for being our Heavenly Father. We are grateful for your guidance and love. Forgive us when we are not loving children. Help us live a life of integrity for our children, friends, and family. Teach us how to show love to everyone. Remind us that we need to be affectionate to our sons and daughters and those close to us. May we become the best grandparents, parents, and children, so you will be proud of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's take a moment as we bow our heads and close our eyes for your personal silent prayer of confession. Friends, believe in the good news of the gospel, for in Christ we are forgiven. Let us once again unite in our faith through our Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again.
Let's take a moment and greet one another.
I wanted to say a couple words before I sing this morning. My wife and I came to this church 5.5 years ago, walked in the back door and sat right about where Suzanne is sitting now. Didn't know a soul, the church. And before the service started, two people came to us to welcome us to this congregation. The second person was Leonard.
Thank you. I still welcome you.
The first person is Mabe. And she's the reason I'm singing this morning. It's your fault. Daddy's hands folded silently in prayer and reaching out to hold me when I had a nightmare. You could read quite a story in the calluses and lines. Years of work and worry had left their work behind. I remember Daddy's hands, how they held my mama tight and petted my back for something done right. These are things that I've forgotten that I loved about the man, but I'll always remember the love in Daddy's hands. Daddy's hands were soft and kind when I was crying. Daddy's hands were hard as steel when I've done wrong. Daddy's hands weren't always gentle, but I've come to understand. There was always love in Daddy's hands. I remember Daddy's hands working till they bled, sacrificed unselfishly just to keep us all fed. I could do things over, I'd live my life again and never take for granted the love in Daddy's hands. Daddy's hands were soft and kind when I was crying. Daddy's hands were hard as steel when I've done wrong.
Responsive reading 630, teaching children. Take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and your grandchildren. That you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might.
And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart.
You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up.
You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes.
You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. This time I invite the elder on the door to come forward to prayer and praise requests.
Good morning. I have a prayer request from Suzanne Connors. Please have continued prayers for her father as he is going through a very difficult time in his life. I have a praise request from Mabe for John Kane. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the song, Daddy's Hands.
Let us bow for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to celebrate fathers, those who have loved their children, loved other people's children, did the best they could to raise them, give them good values, teach them lessons of life, Christian lessons, but also just normal everyday lessons. We understand that there are fathers who are not good, who do not treat their children well, their spouse, their family, even co-workers. We pray for them that you will help them change and be the men that you have called them to be. But today we are so thankful for those who are doing their best to be loving and affectionate, caring, and there for their children. Bless them, Lord. Let them know how much you love them and how much you appreciate what they're doing to raise good children. You are so good to us. Help us be good to one another. In family relationships, there has to be forgiveness. The old saying is often true, we hurt those the most who are closest to us. Help us to be willing to say, I am sorry. I made a mistake. Forgive me. And be big enough in your life to say, I accept this forgiveness and give forgiveness where it is needed. We thank you for the forgiveness that Jesus has brought to all of us, that we now have the promise of heaven, eternal life. And we thank you for this prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. A hymn of preparation, a screen song, Awaken the Dawn.
Thank you.
thanksgiving. Heavenly Father, again today, we thank you for the cross of Jesus Christ, what it means to us, our lives upon this earth, and our lives eternally, forever with you. That is such a wonderful thing that we cannot really put it into words. But you have sent your Holy Spirit to us to empower your church, to help us, and we thank you for that. And I thank you for every gift that is used, every kind word that is spoken, every card or phone call or ride or invitation to church, and also, yes, the giving of monies. But bless this congregation, Lord. Heal them, touch them, let them feel your love. In the precious name of Christ, our Lord, our Savior, and our friend. Amen.
As the scripture reader is coming, I just want to remind you that General Assembly started today, and it will be running all week. And our local issues are at our presbytery level. We meet four times a year and vote on what is local and national, and maybe even send overtures to General Assembly to vote on. So if you'd like to, they meet every 2 years. Used to be every year, and then got more expensive, so they went to 2 years, which I think is better. So if you'd like to follow what is going on, you can go onto the Presbytery website. Just put pghpresbytery.org, or you can just Google Pittsburgh Presbytery, and our pastor to Presbytery is sending out information on a daily basis. Or you can go to the link that will take you to the site that tells you what has been going on today, what's going on tomorrow, and what has been voted on and approved. So you can follow all of that. Thank you.
Good morning. Today there's two different readings. The first one is from Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And fathers, do not provoke your children in anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Second reading is from 2 Corinthians 5, verses 14 through 17. For the love of Christ urges us on, because we are convinced that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, so that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who died and was raised for them. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. Bless the reading.
Thank you, Kathy. I'll do something a little different today. I want to read you a song. I know it'll sound totally different. I saw a comedian doing this one time on some songs with words, and it was just hilarious. But this is not meant to be hilarious today. Some of you will know this song. Some of you may not know it. It's Harry Chapin's Cats in the Cradle. My child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way. But there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. And he was talking before I knew it, and he grew. He'd say, I'm going to be like you, Dad. You know I'm going to be like you. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll get together then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today. I got a lot to do. That's okay, as he walked away. But a smile never dimmed, and he said, I'm going to be like him. Yeah, you know I'm going to be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day, so much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and said with a smile, What I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later. Can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you coming home, son? I don't know when, but we'll get together then. Dad, you know we'll have a good time then. I've long since retired and my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids have the flu, but it's sure been nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. As I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're going to have a good time then. Is there anything sadder than to look back over a lifetime of wasted, neglected opportunities, wasted years when love could have been nurtured, time could have been spent, and you regret in your older years, and you think to yourself, I blew it. A 10-year-old boy who answered a doorbell to his home one day, when he opened it and there stood a strange man on the porch. The man said, son, you don't know me, do you? The young boy said, no, sir, I don't. Well, I'm your uncle on your father's side. To which the young fellow replied, well, I'm glad to meet you. I need to inform you, you're on the losing side. Christian fathers are important. A study of church attendance sometimes back showed that if both mom and dad attended church on a regular basis, 72% of their children remain faithful to the church. If only mom attend, and thank God moms do, 15% of the children remain faithful to the church. That is a difference of 57%. That's overwhelming. So fathers, parents, grandparents coming to church and bringing the children is one of the most important things that you can do as a man. So we can be thankful for Christian fathers who take on their share of responsibility, raising and nurturing the children, and not just in home, but also in the church. I don't believe that St. Paul was directing this statement in 2 Corinthians 5:17 only towards fathers, or only towards men in general. If he were writing today, I believe that he would have written, if any person be in Christ, he is a new creation. This text is not just for fathers, it's for single men and single women, married persons and widows and widowers, as well as fathers and mothers and even children. But in light of this special day, I hope that the fathers and grandfathers and men will take special note. St. Paul tells us that we can make a new beginning. It's not too late to start over. Regardless of what has happened in the younger life, whether you were there, whether you were affectionate enough, you can do your best to change right now and be that new creation. You have been redeemed, so old things have passed away. All things have become new. God forgives us. We need to be forgiven sometimes, and we need to offer that forgiveness. Many of us need to reassess the amount of time that we spend with our children, with our spouses, our parents, and sometimes even our friends. But when I talk about spending time, I'm talking not just being under the same roof or in the same room or the same car. I'm talking about quality time. And I don't mean sitting in a room, and we see it so much today. A whole family, be it a restaurant or sitting around a table or somewhere at a ball game, and they all have their phones out. None of them are speaking to one another. They're speaking to someone else. You see whole groups of young people, teenagers, walking with their friends, but they're interacting not with them, but with someone else. You know, it's kind of becoming an epidemic. Reverend Dwight Moody was a man of uncompromising principle and one of the great, great preachers. But he also was a great dad. His son Willie reported that it was not unusual for his dad to come to one of the children lying in bed at night and say something like this, are you awake? Are you awake? He said, I can't go to sleep till I talk to you. I'm sorry I lost my temper today. As a teenager, Willie wrote this tribute to his father. He said, "Other kids tell me they cannot go to their dads and just talk and hope to be understood. They say they can't because their dads are always right, and they are always wrong. They can't talk to the dads the way that I can talk to you. I could always talk to you, Dad. You always understood. There was nothing that I could not tell you." Willie's describing a father who has a tenderness and a willingness to admit it when he's made a mistake, and that's not always easy to do. The taking time is really the first step along the journey to successful parenting. The second step is the willingness to be open and a willingness to be affectionate. Now, you as a man may not be big on hugging and kissing, though every child needs that in abundance in the home, but somehow it is essential for a parent to communicate his or her love to that child. A study was done on a group of boys in a nursery school. In the first part of the study, the boys were given 18 pieces of candy. They were allowed to keep the candy for themselves, or if they chose, they were free to share the candy with their two closest friends. In the second part of the study, the boys were asked questions about their fathers. What came out of the study was a close correlation between boys who were generous in giving away their candy and those who saw their fathers as warm and affectionate. The boys were not only more generous, but on other tests that they were given, they turned out to be more cooperative, sympathetic, and kinder than the boys who perceived their fathers in a less favorable way. I need to convince you how important it is that a child needs to be loved. But men are not conditioned the same way that women are to express their feelings as women are. By not making an intentional effort to communicate our love for children, we really do them a great disservice. Now, there's a third step to parenting we need to consider, and it's the realm of character. Children need parents who not only have time for them, not only let them know that they are loved, they need parents that they can look up to and respect as parents and as a husband to the wife and the way that he treats other people. And our children need to see us as people of integrity. A Scottish poet once said, I think I quoted this a few years ago, "If I have been privileged to catch a more comprehensive glimpse of life than many other men, it is because I have stood on the shoulders of my parents." The truth of the matter is this: all of us stand on the shoulders of our parents, whether it's good or bad, positive or negative. Perhaps this would be a good time for each of us to take a moment and reassess our family relationships. Actually think about how we treat our children, our spouses, our friends, our neighbors. What kind of people are we really? Are we really showing the Christian values that God has asked us to show and the Bible tells us about? Or are we just kind of doing our own thing, saying, "Well, this will be okay"? Today, right now, can be a good start for the new creation. If you've received Christ into your life, you are a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. So we can once again, though, recommit our relationships to Christ and ask Him to help us make time, help us in how we can show love, and in the setting of an example that reveals the new man or the new woman in Christ that God has called us to be. Happy Father's Day. Amen. Our closing hymn, 536, "Happy the Home When God Is There."
determined to be the best father that you can be, the best mother, the best child that you can be, the best grandparent, the best neighbor, and go determined to be the best Christian that you can be, always giving love to those around you. Go in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.